I sat there watching the two of them together, thinking about that and thinking about how, well, sweet they looked together. He was young and warm and brilliant. She was young and strong and wise, and, of course, lovely. They fit. And all I could think of was the truth that would get me hung. Truth, a real burden against people who fit, especially for someone like me who hardly fit myself. I had it then. If the truth was all I had, then that was all I could share. So share it I would. Generously, equitably. I'd give him half of it. I cleared my throat, firmly. They saw the cue, sat up a little straighter, just managed to avoid the impulse to trade a brief glance. Holly, you've been most kind and very patient. Both of you have, I added with a quick smile for Laya. She responded in mechanical kind without blinking a lash or easing back one bit. But I know you want to know, just what does someone like me, interstellar pirate, want here? They smiled a little at the pirate part. Not enough. Well, the fact is, Holly, I continued and then stopped, took an obvious breath, shined what I hoped was a conspiratorial smile, and said, I can't tell you. I saw them, felt them freeze, counted a single beat, then jumped in to thaw them out. Of course, I wanted to tell them, and of course there was something in the works, but then I was sure they had suspected that, knowing me as they did. Sigh. I followed that crap with more crap just like it, on the principle that lots and lots of nothing can sound like something. And then on to the obligatory truth part, about how I wouldn't want to do anything to damage their situation, and how I didn't expect that I would, but that, also obligatory, I would certainly understand if that was unacceptable to them. I certainly would. And if they wanted me to stay out of their way and move to the city, all they had to do was say the word, and out I'd go, yes, sir. I had to go through it all again before they had a chance to really consider it. More lots and lots of nothing, while never missing an opportunity to look shy and a little embarrassed by the need for secrecy, and, most importantly, intimate. Intimate in the sense of acting like they understood what it was like to be me, since they were so exciting and knowing themselves. Stringing that out, layer upon layer, until the rhythm was right for my secret personal confession that I really hated to burden them with. It wasn't their problem, after all. Holly jumped to assure me that I could speak freely, snatching at his cue. Laya echoed his assurance, snatching at hers. Only the bolt of lightning, which should have torn through the ceiling of the dome and splattered my lying teeth on the dining room table, but didn't, missed its cue. The other reason I want to stay with you is that, well, I hate the city, Holly. I hate those people. I've spent too much of my life with people like that, and with you, it's nice. And I'm just so tired of pounding the fools who are always out trying to test themselves against Jack Crow.